The View from Appalachia, where does this idea come from?
The idea is for us to hear how great national issues sound and feel on a local level or a regional level. And when we talked about different regions of the country, I gravitated toward one that's really close to my heart. I went to school in eastern Kentucky. I've spent a lot of time in Appalachia. I've even learned how to pronounce the word Appalachia
correctly. Yes, you have.
Thank you, which not everybody does. And it's really, really politically important and economically important and important to the identity of this country, what happens in these 13 states that run as far north as New York, as you know, and as far south as Mississippi and Alabama. This is a vital part of the country, and I wanted to get a flavor of the conversation.
In terms of the flavor of that conversation, what kind of characteristics do you think Appalachia has that you wouldn't find in, say, New Mexico or Washington State?
Well, I mean, you could talk about the topography. It's hillier than some other places. You could talk about demographics in that Appalachia, broadly speaking, is a little bit whiter, for example, than some other parts of the country, although it's becoming more diverse all the time, as you know very well. You could talk about that. But there's something a little more essential that is vital to me, and that's its role in American history, its role in making America. One of the big things that created this country was the westward movement of people from the coast into the Appalachian Mountains, into the Alleghenies, into what is now West Virginia, into what is now Tennessee, going down the Holston and then down the Tennessee River and up the Cumberland River. This is the creation of the United States as we know it today. And I think that people in the region still have that feeling, even though it was many generations ago, even if your ancestors weren't there exactly then, you feel connected to that.
This is an area of the country that's seen its share of media stereotypes over the years. How does something like The View from Appalachia hope to address some of that?
Well, you've hit on a tough thing, and you'll tell me when we're done if we got it right. I want to listen to people and listen to the details of their stories. Sometimes some of the stereotypes have a little bit of truth in them, don't they? But there's so much more going on in the lives of individuals or in the life of a community than somebody who's very poor up a holler. And I want to get the fuller picture of the place. That's one of the reasons we're coming and doing an entire program and not just one story. In my mind, the way to get past stereotypes is to listen to what people are actually saying rather than assuming you already know it.
How significant is it that this View from Appalachia is taking place during an election year?
Oh, it's huge. Let's think about this for a minute. New York primary includes a state with lots of people who live in Appalachia. The Pennsylvania primary coming up at the end of April includes lots of people who live in Appalachia. We get into the fall election. Virginia is a swing state. So there's a lot of question about where this region will go and a lot of electoral votes at stake.
Well, Steve, we're looking forward to it. Thanks so much for coming to Knoxville.
Glad to do it.